So it's Trinity Sunday, and we get this idea that we can explain what God is, or who God is, or how to know God in 20 to 40 minutes. And we can't, because as soon as we begin that whole definition of who God is, we've excluded some part of who God could be. So when we come this morning to this passage from Romans, we have all three of the aspects or the persons of God in it. We have Jesus Christ, we have the love of God, and we have the Holy Spirit. So here present, so beautifully explained this morning by Mackenzie, that we have God, all three in one, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, always present, always working, but it's, there are different times when one particular aspect or person of God is touching us more than another. That God, the Creator, the Father, when we need that kind of Creator, Sustainer, parent loving us, when we need to call on that Father in prayer, we call on that Father. Or Christ, the one who brings us salvation by his grace and love and mercy, when we need God's grace upon our lives, when we need to know that we can be forgiven of the sins that we have lived through and created and done and not done, sins by omission and commission, as they say, whatever sin that may have been part of our life that week, it's Christ we go to. But then we have the Holy Spirit, that when we need that power here on earth to proclaim, to live, to move, to grow, to be, we call upon Holy Spirit. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit that give us a Trinitarian hope for the future. And why do I say that, that we get that hope for the future? Because I want us to go all the way back to God the Creator, God the Father, God the one who created the heavens and the earth, created out of love so that we could be love and love God's world the way God loves us and loves God's creation. God had hope for the world that he created. How many of you garden? When you plant a seed, don't you have hope that you'll be able to eat that vegetable at the end? When God created the heavens and the earth, he had hope for that creation to be something wonderful and beautiful. And we as humans have failed continually because of our humanness, because of our desire to be like God or to be God, or a desire to envy or be critical, whatever it is within us that breaks that relationship between us and God, or us and our neighbor, or us and our family. God didn't give up. God says, wait a minute, I still have hope. And he sent, you know, we do this in the Holy Communion service. You know, he sent the prophets, he sent the priests, he sent a donkey at one point to talk to someone about their life. But he continually brings people into our lives to remind us that he still loves us. The prodigal son is one of my favorite stories that reminds us that God is looking down the road for us to come home. So God the Father, the Creator, continually showing God's love and hope that we will one day be one body, redeemed and restored. God believes that hope so strongly that he came to earth as a baby. He grew up and he proclaimed that message. He was Jesus Christ, our Savior, the Messiah. God with us in human form, loving and teaching and showing what love, God's love looks like. What God's love looks like when he spread his arms on the cross and died for us so that we might live. And what were his words? There's many words that we hear he say, said from the cross. But the words that always strike me are, forgive them. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. God still had hope, has hope in Jesus Christ. For the, what does John 3:16, you all know it, right? God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not die, but have everlasting life. But he also had hope because he said in 3:17 that he came so that the world might be saved. God, through Christ, has hope for the world, believes in that. And then when he died and went to heaven, he promised, if I read the John passage for today, he promised the gift of the Holy Spirit that would come upon his death and come upon, we celebrated it last Sunday, come upon the apostles and proclaim that message of salvation, that message of hope for the world. The Holy Spirit was our gift of hope, our gift of truth, but also a hope that one day we might all hear that truth and we would be one body. It's the Holy Spirit that came upon John to have his vision and revelation of the New Jerusalem. God, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, have hope that the world, and we pray it every Sunday, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. God has hope and has faith that that will come to being. Not in a time that we can claim. We don't know it. It's in God's time. So as Paul's writing this to the people of Rome who've never met him, he's sharing a very strong triune hope of a God who has faith in us. Can you imagine that? God has faith in me, faith in all of us to be the people God created us to be. God believes that. All we have to do is have faith in God. So God's faith and God's hope and God's trust and God's Spirit calls us into that relationship. And when we say yes, God's already accepted us. But God hasn't accepted us the squeaky clean Sunday going to meeting dressed up, hair's done just right person. That's not who God's accepted. God's accepted us in all of our mess. This Saturday morning had a really rough week. Can't seem to get anything straight in the bulletin person. God loves us just as we are, but sees who we could be. And then just asks us to accept that back. Asks us to say yes to that. And when we say yes to that, then we are justified by faith. And we can have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. But I'm not going to ignore this other piece that I read. But we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance. Sometimes we think when we've had that justifying moment, when we said yes to God, we're going to have the most perfect life because we, it's God and me, and we're going down the road, and the road's going to be beautiful. It's going to be golden paved. There's not going to be a single thing happen. Our cars won't get flat tires. They'll never run out of gas. Our house will always have electricity. There'll always be food on the table. We'll always have jobs. Life will always be good. No one will get sick because we said yes to God. No, we said yes to God. When we said yes to God in the midst of our suffering, in the midst of our pain, what we learn through the power of the Holy Spirit and the body of Christ that we become part of is that we're not alone in our suffering. God never leaves us or forsakes us. And so in those moments, have you ever had those moments when you think, I'm not going to get through today? Or I'm not going to get through this next moment? And then you do. And then you do. And then you do. And you learn that you can endure, that you can go forward. And then that friend calls you and says, hey, haven't seen you in a while. Can I come over and have a cup of coffee? Or someone visits you in the hospital and says, I know you had a really rough day yesterday, I heard. What can I do for you? And they sit with you. Or it's those times when everything seems to be falling apart and someone walks in and says, "Hi, I love you." And so does God. And we learn through that power that we can endure whatever the world throws at us, because we don't endure it alone. We do it through the power of the Holy Spirit, with that triune hope within us and the body that surrounds us, that comforts us, that reminds us. And that endurance, it says, Paul tells us, produces character. Produces within us that strength of purpose, that sense that we know who we are in Christ, and we know how we are called to be in the world, because we have endured that which we didn't think we could, because Christ helped us endure it. Have you met those people? Have you met the ones that you know their stories? And we all have a story. But you know that their story somehow seems worse than yours. But when you look at them, you see Christ in them. And character produces hope. Because for me, that person always seems to be the person who has the most hope, don't they? They always seem to be the one that tells you, "But the sun's coming up tomorrow. No matter how dark the night is, it's going to be dawn. No matter what you're going through, there's going to be a day. There's going to be a day when you can take a deep breath and say, it doesn't hurt as much today. It doesn't hurt as much today." You can have hope. And if in the midst of it all, that relationship you have with God and with the body is in that right space, you also have hope in that final day when you meet Jesus face to face. Because I want you to remember these last words, because they struck me this morning when I was looking at this passage one more time. Because God's love has been sprinkled. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Been poured. Have you ever had anything poured into you? Have you ever poured something? It doesn't trinkle, does it? It doesn't go. Pss, pss, pss. It goes. Pss. Poured. We are filled with the Holy Spirit. We are filled with that potential for hope. And I can tell you, I haven't been very hope-filled for God's church since, well before February, but come February, my hope has been diminished quite a bit. But today I can tell you, I have hope. I have hope because I have faith that God knows what God's doing with God's church. And God has a plan for this church. And God has a hope for this church. And God has a hope for each and every one of us. We can't see it yet. And God's saying, we're not ready to see it yet. But God knows it. And all we have to do is endure these days, to be faithful these days to the God who's calling us to be faithful, to step into whatever mess God calls us to step into, and be faithful there too. You might look at these empty pews and think, how can she have hope? Well, God obviously has had a whole lot more hope than I have had over a people who seem to go all different directions that we can't truly understand. But a Trinitarian hope is a hope that God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are here with us this day and every day going forward. And whatever God has planned for this church, we simply be faithful to God's call upon our lives. And we step into it, and we step through it, and God's love will be poured out not only to us, but to the community. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.